We got a new wheat variety being named by Oklahoma State University. After several years of research without any new varieties being released, the last one was Double Stop CL back in 2013. It looks like for the 2016 wheat crop, we'll have some seed for Bentley being replicated by the folks from Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated Foundation Seed, and then it'll get into wider distribution by the 2017 growing season. Now, if you've been out looking at any of the wheat trials over the last year or so from Oklahoma State University, Dr. Brett Carver, our wheat breeder at OSU, one of the top wheat breeders in the world, says that you would have seen the sign on it as OK09125.
One we just keep coming back to, and we're going to have to make that final decision this year, is the OK09125. And this is a TAM-303 overly progeny. Combines the good characteristics of both of those varieties, particularly in terms of disease resistance, but also just broad adaptation and yielding ability. In Oklahoma, we have to think about grazing, and we want to make sure we can have that kind of adaptation, the ability to rebound from grazing, not so much necessarily the production of forage, it's good enough, but we want to concentrate on the ability to rebound from grazing and produce grain after grazing. This experimental line has that characteristic. It also has an uncanny ability to get around freezes that we've had over these years since we started testing it and by its numbers since 2009.
Dr. Brett Carver talking with us earlier at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day about this particular experimental line that is now being named Bentley. We also talked with Dr. Carver about the overall things that they really look for as they work through all these plant materials to come out with the actual wheat varieties that can be useful to farmers and ranchers and to the grain milling industry.
Of course, we're always looking for that better yield, and we want to continue upon the history of yield improvement that's already started. We have the latest varieties out there, Gallagher and Iba. We're looking to try to exceed those in terms of yielding ability, and I think we have some possibilities in hand. But we always have to check for other things. First and foremost is quality. And some of these experimental lines that I'm showing today, they're here for that purpose, is to produce enough seed to go into commercial scale testing for milling and baking. In fact, two of them have already been through that process and won the Miller's Award from the Wheat Quality Council.
Now, that's a balance, isn't it? As far as the agronomic traits versus the things that the consumer ultimately is going to want, right?
The consumer and the processor. I will talk about it at field days. I suspect that a lot of producers really don't want to hear about it, which is fine. But in terms of the breeding program, we have to meet certain expectations, and we're not going to cut those short one bit. And it may not be such that they can translate that to yield. That's okay. It translates to economy and the success of a product downstream from the field, and that's very important.
Dr. Brett Carver, kind of like a proud papa, talking about his newest wheat variety being named by OSU Bentley. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.